Imagine spotting a dinner guest pocketing your silver. Instead of confrontation, you quietly take a piece yourself and whisper, "I see we're both collecting souvenirs. Perhaps we should take a spoon as well?" The thief sheepishly returns everything. This is flipnosis, the remarkable ability to win hearts and minds in seconds, even with the most resistant individuals. These aren't just lucky moments of inspiration, but follow identifiable patterns that anyone can learn. Since 2010, Kevin Dutton's work on this subject has transformed how FBI negotiators, sales professionals, and business leaders approach influence, revealing that persuasion isn't just an art, but a science with deep evolutionary roots and practical applications. Persuasion exists throughout the natural world. Cambridge researchers deterred pigeons using eagle silhouettes, speaking in the bird's visual language. Cats use a solicitation purr that embeds high-pitched cries within contented purrs, manipulating our nurturing instincts without annoying us. These showcase key stimuli, efficient persuasion techniques operating below conscious awareness. Even plants participate. Certain fungi infect blueberry leaves, making them secrete sugary substances and reflect ultraviolet light like flowers, tricking pollinators. These natural techniques parallel human marketing strategies that exploit supernormal stimuli, exaggerated versions of natural triggers that elicit stronger responses. Babies, despite their helplessness, are persuasion prodigies. Their faces trigger reward centers in our brains within 1/7 of a second. An infant's cry represents nature's influence masterpiece, evolved to demand attention while minimizing location cues to predators. These cries feature unexpected pitch shifts, creating emotional responses similar to moving music. The Kinchin Schema, or baby schema, round head, wide forehead, large eyes, and protruding cheeks, activates caregiving instincts. Richard Wiseman's experiment proved this. 88% of wallets containing baby photos were returned, versus just 28% with elderly couple photos. Even 2 to 5 day old infants prefer faces with direct eye contact, demonstrating eye contact's power as a persuasion stimulus. Our brains filter thousands of environmental stimuli, allowing only relevant information to reach awareness. Skilled persuaders control where we think using linguistic misdirection to bypass cognitive defenses. Mental set explains our autopilot information processing. We can read scrambled text because we process words as wholes rather than individual letters, making us vulnerable to accepting reasons without scrutinizing their substance. Our drive to form groups and favor members of our own group is an ancestral survival mechanism. Henri Tajfel's minimal group paradigm experiment showed this by arbitrarily dividing students into overestimators and underestimators, who then favored their own group despite these meaningless distinctions. This need for group acceptance can be deadly. Young men between adolescence and mid-20s are most likely to kill or be killed over seemingly trivial disputes that advertise status and belonging. Top courtroom advocates know cases are won through impressions and storytelling, not just facts. As Michael Mansfield explains, barristers guide jurors through narrative journeys. Jurors typically make gut decisions first, then seek supporting evidence. Information sequence matters profoundly. When testimonials preceded Ross Perot's biography rather than followed it, his popularity dropped significantly in focus groups. Framing, the presentation of information, shapes our decisions dramatically. People who frame preferences as opposition, "I oppose Rick," rather than support, "I support Chris," maintain more resistant opinions when their candidate faces criticism. Pricing strategies exploit the anchoring effect. Precise prices, $4,988, versus round numbers, $5,000, affect consumer value perceptions. Real estate sellers using precise asking prices consistently achieve closer to their targets than those using round numbers. Words wield persuasive power often through what remains unsaid, Describing an identical person as either warm or cold amid otherwise identical traits leads participants to attribute vastly different characteristics, happy and generous versus calculating and unsympathetic. Effective persuaders understand that influence often lies in what's implicitly suggested rather than explicitly stated. After analyzing over 150 dramatic persuasive turnarounds, five major persuasion axes emerged: simplicity, perceived self-interest, incongruity, confidence, and empathy, spice. Simplicity works because our brains have a natural bias for fluency. We perceive rhyming statements as more truthful than non-rhyming equivalents with identical meanings. Perceived self-interest is the most fundamental persuasion principle, appealing to what someone believes benefits them. Incongruity disrupts normal thought patterns, creating openings for influence. Research shows customers were twice as likely to buy Christmas cards when prices were quoted in cents rather than dollars, and more likely to purchase half cakes than cupcakes when followed by confident suggestions. Confidence transforms perception and creates its own reality, with group members consistently deferring to the most confident individuals, even when they're wrong. Empathy. Customizing a message to maximize impact often trumps content in persuasion. When participants played trust games with computer-generated faces incorporating subtle features of their own, they were significantly more likely to trust these partners. Even trivial similarities create instant rapport. In one study, students rated Rasputin more positively when told they shared his birthday. Psychopaths possess enviable qualities: fearlessness, charm, and unwavering confidence. Their emotional detachment keeps them cool under pressure. Brain imaging shows they lack hot empathy, emotional feeling, while retaining cold empathy, cognitive understanding of others' thoughts. This explains their ability to read people precisely without emotional connection. This unique capacity to gauge emotions without feeling them creates advantages in high-pressure situations requiring cool logic. A 2005 study demonstrated that people with lesions in brain emotion centers outperformed normal participants in investment games, unhampered by risk aversion. The directness of psychopaths can be refreshing and persuasive. When someone ignores social convention, our brains often respond with relief. Carol Dweck's research identifies two fundamental mindsets: fixed, closed to change, and growth, open to learning. Those with fixed mindsets compare themselves to worse performers to boost self-esteem, while growth mindsets seek better performers to learn from. Gilbert's research reveals we initially believe what we hear for the first few hundred milliseconds, meaning a persuader's job isn't getting people to believe, but preventing them from unbelieving, explaining why incongruity works effectively. We occasionally connect to pure platonic perfection by accident, saying exactly the right thing at the right time without knowing why. More often, we excel at saying exactly the wrong thing. But influence isn't magical or mysterious, it's a learnable skill based on human psychology. The most effective persuasion aligns with how the brain naturally processes information. By mastering simplicity, appealing to self-interest, using strategic incongruity, projecting genuine confidence, and demonstrating empathy, we can dramatically increase our persuasive impact. The gap between occasional persuasive success and consistent influence isn't talent, but technique. In our attention-scarce world, the ability to persuade quickly isn't just valuable, it's essential. Whether negotiating with colleagues, convincing children to try new things, or advocating for important causes, these principles of instant influence can transform frustrating standoffs into moments of connection and positive change. The question isn't whether you can master flipnosis, but whether you'll recognize the persuasive potential already within you.